Welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host, Tony Martinetti. You may recall that last week we had Saving Your Office from a Sexism Scene, policies you need in place to protect your nonprofit. My guest was HR consultant Karen Berdunas, and we talked about protecting your employees and your nonprofit from harassment and discrimination claims. Also, last week, punch up your planned giving newsletter from savvy story style to picking perfect pictures. Claire Meyerhoff, who's the editorial director of the Planned Giving Company, shared her secrets to get your planned giving newsletters read. This week, we have our recurring features. I'm looking, savvy strategies for your search. Our nonprofit job seeker, Leonora, is going to get continuing advice from our search consultant, Paula Marks. We last checked in with them in late December. Listen to help your own job search and your own career, whether that's for today or for the future. And second segment is with Scott Kegler, returning, our tech contributor. Scott is the editor of Nonprofit Technology News, and he's going to be talking about winteractive websites, what you need to know for true interactivity on your website and how to achieve that so that your website wins. And on Tony's Take Two at 32 minutes after the hour today, I'll be talking a little about iTunes coming very, very soon. And also, beware of those self-serving objective reports that we see on the web. Talk a little about the most recent one of those that I've seen. That's all this week. Joining me after this break is Paula Marks and Leonora, our nonprofit job seeker. This is Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. A two-minute break. You can hang out for that. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tony Martinetti, and I'm joined now by Paula Marks and our nonprofit job seeker, Leonora Scala. Paula is president of Hire Resources, something that I like from a previous website of hers, a quote, "The search process is like a spider spinning its web. It's important to think vertically and horizontally at the same time and to make all the unlikely connections." Paula has a career in executive search that spans almost three decades. She's the search consultant and contributor, I guess I'd say, for this show. And I'm happy to welcome her back, glad that her expertise brings her back for the I'm Looking Savvy Strategies for Your Search feature. Paula, welcome back.
Hi, Tony. Thanks.
My pleasure to have you. Also on the line, we have Leonora Scala, who is making a transition from the world of finance to the world of nonprofits. Leonora, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for joining us, Leonora. And as I hope I do every show, thank you for sharing your search with the audience.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What are you seeing? Well, last time we talked to the two of you was about a month ago, last December. It was actually last year.
Late December last year.
Paula, what are you seeing in search? Anything you want to share with us?
I do. I see a lot of activity. I hear one thing from clients repetitively, which is kind of what I believe, and that is that the big sites are not really the way to get a job. There is so much activity, but nothing really happens. People tell me that they feel that they're sending a resume into a black hole, which I totally agree with. I think you miss the essence of a human being when you process them through a machine. And I don't think that any human being can write a resume to make everyone happy. And I think as long as it's being screened by a machine, you're just not going to see the range of people that are out there. One of the things that I see on the flip side of the equation is the behavior of job seekers that really causes them to not be able to move forward. And again, this is an area that Leonora has been totally open to. I find that a lot of people really want to get engaged in the debate as to why they wrote their resume the way they did, because their mother's, cousin's, friend's, sixth brother, two times removed, gave them this advice. Well, who are they? Well, I don't know. So I think we are in a bit stagnant as a society. I think there's a lot of fear. I think there's a lot of doubt. I think it's very stressful. I think it can border on depressing for some people. And yet, when you give people suggestions, it's as though you've said something that resembles rocket science, and a lot of it is really simple. And quite frankly, I was just listening to your predecessor's
Larry Bloom, the Divorce Hour.
A lot of the things that he says about divorce and dating are not all that dissimilar from the kinds of things that people should be doing in the job search. For instance, I happen to have been on Amtrak two or three times in the last month for business, and I was just kind of observing and taking in the way people who work on the train work, and it's very much interface, customer service, little bit of operations. They have to really know how to handle themselves in the public. It reminded me a lot of my days in retailing. It certainly has a feel to a certain extent of banking, perhaps a little bit hospitality. You have to be knowledgeable. You can't just stand on a train and clip tickets. And so I got into conversation with one of the conductors, and I said, this seems like a fun job. And he said, it's a great job. He says, you know, I have really good benefits. And I said, well, do you think they hire people over 60? And he said, oh, I know they do. They just hired my friend's father. And I said, well, what's the range of pay? And he said, well, I get $18 an hour. And I thought, wow, last winter I would have liked to make $18 an hour. He said, you travel all over the place. So I mentioned this to a couple of my individual clients, and I said, you know, call me crazy, but at least you get to show up someplace. It may not be the job of your dreams. It may not be the income you desire, but at least you're out and about. And by the way, you could apply at Amtrak, and maybe some great recruiter says, you know, we have a more senior-level job that I think you are more appropriate for. But nobody counts for that. You know, their response is, no, I can't, I won't, I don't. That's not for me. I'm not that desperate. So that's one piece of it. The second piece of it is, suppose you go to Amtrak, and you're working on the rails, and you meet a passenger, and you get to talking, which is what I do. I always say I can work a train, a plane, or a bus.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Yep, you're out there.
But it's important to engage, and you cannot imagine the people that I meet and the business that I get as a result of me saying, "Hi, where are you going today? What brings you here?"
Paula, we have just a minute before.
People say to me, "Can I hold your coffee while I put your coat up?" So I think everybody is so tired of having relationships with machinery, and it's showing everywhere.
Okay, we're gonna talk a little more about that after this break. We have to take a break.
Sure.
I do want to pursue your sort of monster mash, your anti-monster monster.com MASH. And then, of course, we want to bring Leonora in very quickly. This is Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Stay with us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. We're talking about savvy strategies for your search, and Paula Marx recommends that the monster.com and similar machine-oriented boards are not so valuable. Paula, why don't you say a little bit more about that, and then we'll bring Leonora into the conversation.
First of all, my disclaimer is I'm one woman's opinion, but what I hear from clients and candidates alike is that it's just overwhelming volume. You really don't see quality on either side. Candidates don't see quality from companies, and companies don't see quality in candidates. And it's why, believe it or not, I believe in the search process, and it's why I don't do contingency work. We're human, and we need to take the human element into consideration when we are making a hire, because if somebody's qualified but they can't get along with anybody, that's not going to be a good hire.
And what are these boards doing that's automated that you're finding not helpful?
I think they're a giant screening out tool. I think they don't operate by inclusivity, but they operate by exclusivity.
And how do they do that? Are they screening for keywords or companies in your background or what?
I think they do keywords. I think that it's a great way, whether anybody admits it or not, to discriminate based on age. I think you put in a couple of filters, like, let's say an insurance company's hiring, you have to have insurance, or a retail company saying you must have retail. Well, so many of the jobs that all of us have and or have had really can function in any environment. And it's much more about the person and their ability to function in a broad range of businesses with a broad range of people. I have no doubt that I could work in any environment. I can tell you that I would not be good in a highly boxed environment of a gigantic bank.
Well, let's bring Leonora in. Leonora, have you used these the Monster or anything comparable?
Oh, yes, been using them all. And
what are the other?
Can you get the daily updates every day from the different job sites? And they can be overwhelming. There's a lot of them out there. A lot of them are duplications. And even when you do send in an application, you know, you're hanging. You don't know what's going on. And it's hard to follow up. I'm very good about following up and trying to, you know, circle back with somebody. Did you at least get my information? Did you, you know, would you like me to continue, you know, we can get together, we could talk about it. And it's hard to get that person, that one-on-one contact, because you're just talking to a computer, you're talking to, you know.
Do you know who has reviewed your resume? Do the sites tell you that?
Some of the sites that I do use, some of them, there's a contact person, and most of the time, there is nobody. It's just, you know, this generic number that you just applied to, or it brings you right into the company's website. So I will try to call HR, but then they give you the runaround sometimes. So it's very hard to do that follow-up phone call to make sure, did they get it? Did they need more information?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to interject now. I think the irony of these systems, whether it be in recruiting or customer service, the very thing that put people out of work is the very thing that is preventing people from working. If you put a robot in place to screen phone calls, to give you insurance information, if you put people on hold for 10 minutes because their call is really important to them and your quality assurance is really important, then there's no human doing the job. And so you eliminate human beings from the equation, and then you wonder why there's so much unemployment. It's just a real circle of just a negative downward spiral, and nobody's paying attention in my way of thinking, and nobody's aware of the tremendous impact. I, frankly, when I get on the phone calling an insurance company or bank, which I have to do all the time because, frankly, despite the fees that I pay, I have to do the work. If it's a robot, I hang up. If I get a robotic call, I hang up. You don't give me people, I don't do business.
Now, these sites had their place, I guess, when they started. They were quite valuable, and maybe just because they were new. But now, do you think they're just a victim of their size, and they've had to become automated because of that?
I think there's a couple of things. Number one, I think they'll always have their place. I think there'll always be a percentage of employees, perhaps more entry level, or perhaps that have less skill or have a very specific skill. And I think that employers think it's cheaper. The fact that it could take 6 months to find somebody, they don't see it as an expense because there's no outlay of cash. I think it's the new modern media, so people think, oh, yeah, all the kids are tweeting and this and that and the other, but they're still not getting success. And you may know I walk to and from work, and I listen to the conversations of people of all ages, and I hear the same thing. I do a walking woman survey.
Yeah. Let me bring Leonora back in. Leonora, what other sites have you used besides Monster? I'm just wondering, what are the other ones that you're familiar
Idealist,
with?
Idealist is one. There's something, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but something with an H there's there. I've been using LinkedIn more. I've been doing a lot of webinars, and they're saying that recruiters and even companies are using that a lot more. And I've been definitely more active in trying to connect to different people and going to events and just overall using that as maybe, you know, the key thing.
Yeah, okay.
And I have to admit that over the past few weeks, people have been reaching out to me and saying, oh, by the way, we have this position open. If it doesn't fit for you, do you know somebody else? Which I found very interesting, and I have not been getting that from the other sites that I've been using.
So you're finding that
one very much interactive.
Is that from LinkedIn you're getting those
from
queries?
LinkedIn. I still haven't done the Facebook yet. I'm starting to get my feel around there from a business perspective. But definitely LinkedIn has been a little bit more a two-way street, I'll call it that.
Okay, so to compensate for the job sites, the bigger job sites, you're spending more time on LinkedIn. But I noticed, but you still are using the big job sites, even though they're not so valuable to you.
Because you never know when the next opportunity is going to come rolling by.
You just never know, right, Paula? You should be everywhere, right?
That's right. Exactly what Paula and I have had discussions about is I want to be able to get myself out there and explore all the opportunities that they're there. They, as she said earlier, it may not be the thing that I want right now, but it may be that stepping stone to get me to where I want to get to.
And Leonora, on LinkedIn, how do you find that the people who are contacting you, they're making the first contacts, or they saw your profile on LinkedIn?
Yeah. What I've been doing has been going through you join the different groups, and based on the different groups, people have been reaching out to me and says, oh, by the way, we saw your profile. Would you be interested in something like this, or if you know somebody? And I was like, I've got like two or three of them, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of interesting.
Okay, excellent.
And Leonora,
excellent.
You created that.
Yeah.
Because you are open to it. You can imagine the people sitting home behind their computer going, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, those self-defeating attitudes, right? Yeah, well.
That's the whole concept of the
secret. People out there, when you even go on LinkedIn and you see what they're not doing, it's interesting. Once you start learning and understanding the dynamics of what LinkedIn is, you get to see, wow, people are not really maximizing it to what they should. And I'm really open to different ideas and different ways of finding that next step. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, some of those bad attitudes come from the more deep troubles that you mentioned before, Paula, like fear and even depression.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to
We have to do something to break the cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm not pushing here, but this is where a coach can come in, and I can tell you that the people that I work with are. They're just clueless in some cases as to how they need to peel some things back, some layers back to expose some issues so they can get through them and get on the other side of it. And it doesn't mean working with somebody for 100 hours. It's sometimes one or two conversations make all the difference. And I think, Leonora, that's why you've been successful, because you truly were open to listening. I find that so many people are so frustrated that they're much more into the argument and the debate. Well, if you want to stay right and it's working, terrific. If it's not working, then you need to listen. You know, it's like me going to the doctor and him saying, take two aspirin and call me in the morning, and me going home and going, nah, I'm not going to do anything about it. Well,
yeah.
Then I have to be prepared to stay stuck.
Leonora, how about let's move offline and go to real face-to-face networking. How much of that are you doing, and has much changed in the past month or so?
What's interesting is because of LinkedIn and they have these different social events, I've been going to a few of them. I mean, I'm going to be doing a lot more going forward, but I've just started getting involved. I've been to like three or four of them.
Oh, so they have live meetups.
Yeah, and based on the different different functions, some of them are a couple of hours, and some of them are events where people do talk and have speeches, and you get to socialize, it's cocktail hours. And I find that to be helpful because at least then I'm just sitting and I'm talking to different people from different avenues that are coming by. And just last week I met up with somebody that I met there, and we had a deeper conversation in regards to what I was interested in and what she was interested in as well. It was more of a two-way street.
So
you know, anyone who could help each other out, that's great, and you never know where that's going to lead.
Of course. So those meetups come from the LinkedIn groups, is that right?
Yeah, right. And they have different events. And
what are can you just tell
some
us?
Some of them are just more networking.
Yeah. What are some of the groups that you've joined? Are they nonprofit groups, or are they job seekers groups?
There are a lot of them I've done as the job seekers ones,
okay.
And the recruiting ones, because I said to myself, at least I'm doing twofold. I'm hitting the recruiters that are getting the jobs from companies, as well as other people who want to meet up with the recruiters. So it's a little bit of both. I've been doing a little bit of both.
Okay, and all emanating from LinkedIn. This is all. Okay, so LinkedIn has led to live meetups, and those sound like they're getting promising because you plan to do more of them.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Paula, anything you wanna add about the value of the face to face?
Yes, I have a personal story to share, if I may. People know me and know that I believe in networking. I believe it's been around, it's older than man, and I think it's effective. And I met with my primary care physician a couple of weeks before the holidays. I had minor surgery, and I had to have a pre-op physical. And I'm sitting across from him, and he's adding the data to the form. And he says, Paula, I think we need a business meeting. And I think, I must be dreaming. And I said, okay, what would you like to meet about? He says, well, you know how you're always talking networking? I say, yes, that's on that client. And he said, you know, I need some marketing expertise. And he kind of laid out what he needed it for. And he said, you're my smartest patient, which I laughed at. I said, oh, you must have a very small practice. And I said, you know, I can absolutely help you with that. And he said, I've had a couple of marketing people, and they get paid a lot of money for a whole year's worth of work, and I really don't see results. And, you know, I see how you are. Is this a project you would do for me? And I said, absolutely. I am very fortunate because of my career path, and certainly when I came into the business world in the late 60s, I went through a training program in retailing that was like getting your MBA. And I'm a generalist and I'm a specialist, and I'm lucky to have that combination. And I think that's true for Leonora. I think she's been a generalist and a specialist, and that's why she can go into a for-profit or a not-for-profit environment. And she could go into finance and or marketing or cosmetics or a service provider because she does have such breadth of experience. In any event, I wrote this doctor a proposal, and I realized, you know, I have so much more experience than I even think about.
Paula,
and I wrote a proposal about doing a marketing strategy using the proprietary database that I already own that's 40 years old and has millions of contacts and all kinds of sorts of information.
Paula, we have just a couple minutes, so I'm gonna ask you to just stop the story. But I think the point of it is the value of just talking to people, including your primary care physician and the people on Amtrak and Leonora meeting people in live meetups. I mean, just getting out there as much as possible and exposing
yourself,
right?
Correct.
Thanks.
And not overlooking any possibility.
Right, and including the online, which Leonora is not finding all that valuable, but as you both have said, you just never know. And that seems to be sort of a recurring theme, I guess, that we're hearing in that I'm hearing in the different segments as we go month to month. You just don't know, so you have to you really do need to be everywhere, and this is a full-time job for you, isn't it, Leonora?
Oh, it's more than a full-time job.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I spend, like, you know, 10 hours a day on just out there trying to connect and trying to find the right fit.
Okay. And are you focusing at all on a particular type of nonprofit that you would like to be in?
That's where I'm just trying to narrow it down. There's a couple of different ones that I am interested in. I just haven't found the right one, because I do know what I need to do is do that volunteering. And I don't want to scatter myself all over the place. I want to find the right one that fits for me. So I'm still finding my way.
Now, and where are you in the volunteering? You haven't started that yet?
I started a little bit at a dog shelter that I was interested in, but I'm not sure if I'm really liking this particular shelter. So I'm also trying to branch out into, I do love music, and there was something happening at the Juilliard that I'm trying to get myself into. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it nets out.
Okay, and I would say the volunteering is probably an excellent strategy for showing your interest in making that transition from financial services and to nonprofit, because you're devoting time.
Yes.
Paula, we have just 30 seconds, really, just 30 seconds. Anything you want to close with?
Keep on keeping on and keep the faith.
Okay. Don't get depressed.
Nope, you can't.
Ladies,
I'll talk you out of it.
Excellent. Ladies, thank you very much. This is Savvy Strategies for Your Search. We've been joined by Leonora Scala, our nonprofit job seeker, and Paula Marks, search consultant and president of Hire Resources. And they'll be back with us again in about 4 weeks, roughly. Ladies, thank you very much.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Welcome back to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Very shortly, I'll be joined by Scott Kegler, and we'll be talking about Winteractive websites, what you need to know, about interactive websites for your nonprofit. Right now, 32 minutes after the hour, it's time for Tony's Take Two. And this week, I want to tell you that iTunes for the show is coming very, very shortly. Should be just a week or so, maybe 2 weeks at the most. I've been working on this for a few months, but it takes time to work through the iTunes process and also work on our own internal process, me and the people who help me with the show, to get the audio processed correctly and then uploaded to iTunes with the artwork and the search engine tags and the description of the show and all that's required before you can have a credible presence on iTunes. You can take a little peek, if you like, at nonprofitradio.net. That's my URL, nonprofitradio.net. You'll see a couple of episodes up there now, about six. They're older ones, but it's a presence. And of course, once we get the process going that I just talked about, every new show will be added. And then you'll be able to listen from there. But more importantly, you can subscribe, which means you get automated downloads. And then you listen at your leisure anywhere, on an iPad or on your computer or on a netbook or on your phone, anything that can listen to an MP3, and it's all automated for you. And also, take a look at my blog, which is at mpgadv.com. I have a post went up today called Beware of Self-Serving Objective Reports. I got something recently from a company called Wealth Engine. And you know, and you'll see the details in the blog. But essentially, they describe their report as something that's objective. But really, what they're trying to do is get you to be more engaged in prospect research, which will then lead you to be more likely to engage Wealth Engine for their prospect screening services. So I just think you always want to be careful of. Just look with scrutiny, I guess, at the so-called objective reports. And again, there's more about that in today's post on my blog at mpgadv.com. Scott Kegler's with us. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you. Glad to have you back. Scott is the editor of Nonprofit Technology News. He's the show's tech contributor. And we're going to talk about what I call winteractive websites, what you need to know about and to attain true interactivity for your website so that your nonprofit website wins. Scott, what do we mean? Why don't you tell me what I mean when I say interactivity?
It's a good point, Tony. A lot of traditional websites have always been pretty much like a newspaper. You look at it, you can read it, you can get information from it, but they didn't traditionally always have ways for you to feedback. Now, over the last few years with what's been called Web 2.0, that's pretty much old hat by now because almost everything is interactive. I mean, even, talk about newspapers, most newspapers now have an online presence, and you can then talk back to the newspapers. So
let's but before you go further, let's
being able to message back to the website. It's able to forward on information to your friends and other things like that. So that's kind of the basics.
Now, is that the essence of Web 2.0? We have to be careful about jargon jail.
Yeah.
I don't want to slam you into jargon jail. What generally does Web 2.0 mean?
Well, that's a good point. Web 2.0 generally means interactive websites.
Okay.
And that was kind of the jumping off point. And there's, you know, there's of course now Web 3.0, but we'll leave that for another discussion.
Okay, 3.0 maybe. All right. Well, now you teased us. What's the basics of 3.0?
3.0 is intelligence behind the scenes. It's where information is pulled together and given meaning by something called semantics, you know, the language of language. Again, it's a big topic, but it is out there, and it's something that bears just at least tracking and knowing that it's around.
Okay. Well, we'll hit Web 3.0 sometime later this year on the show.
Sure.
We're in 2.0 now. We're talking about interactivity for small and mid-sized nonprofit websites. So drilling down a little bit, what does that start to mean? What does it look like for the small and mid-sized nonprofit?
Well, let's start with the fact that if there is a nonprofit out there that does not currently have a website, they need to be first moving in that direction and getting a website. For those that do have websites, they may very well be of the older style, where it's essentially a brochure. It's information about what they're doing, and it may not be updated frequently. So the first step is to get to a point where the information is current, that it's updated, that it's easily available, and then to add the interactivity to it. And that's kind of what I was talking about in terms of the reader, the visitor to the website being able to take action. One of the most popular actions is the ability to have a button on there that says, hey, I like this particular article, or I like this idea, and I want to share it with my friends. And that's the ones that you see most often are the Facebook like button, the Facebook share this button, and the Twitter tweet this button.
Yeah. But even I see on websites, I don't know, I think it's usually green, but it's a little symbol and it says share, and it may have those links that you're describing in it, but you open up that window and there are dozens of different methods of sharing that particular page.
Right. There are all kinds of, those things are called widgets.
Yeah, okay.
And there are lots of those available. And the ones that have 20 different or 30 different connectivity functions in a box are kind of a way to cover all bases. The truth is that the majority of U.S. participants are going to be either Twittering or Facebooking.
Okay. And so we're moving away from, and maybe we should already have abandoned, the static website that has a home page that hardly ever changes or maybe never changes. We're away from that.
Exactly. The current wave, if you will, is to have something that combines the essence of a blog, which is a constantly changing set of information, along with more informational kinds of topics. So typically you have a center section that has a set of articles in it, and along the top or the sides or the bottom, you'll have more static information or menus that will get you to About Us or Contact Us or our events or Donate Now, which is something we probably ought to talk about.
Yeah, we will get to the Donate Now button. But so if the website is really moving to the blog, then a blog should be updated at least once a week, if not a little more frequently, right?
Absolutely. The old adage is content is king, and that's always true. Nobody's going to revisit the website if they believe that they already know everything that's there. So you need to constantly refresh and provide new information for people and a reason for people to come back.
Yeah. And what about getting subscriptions to the blog? I see that a lot, and I know it's on mine also. So, you know, subscribe to this blog.
Yeah, subscriptions can be come in a bunch of different ways. One of them is the RSS, which is the Real Simple Syndication.
Thank you.
And that shows up in a somebody's RSS display or a Google Reader or some, or Yahoo Reader or something like that. And the other subscription method is typically the email. So both of those are valid, and that's one way to keep updated.
And a way of getting people to sort of follow your blog. I mean, that's equivalent to the like button on a Facebook page, sort of.
Yeah, sort of it is. It's the inbound to the reader. So as a publisher of the website, you're then publishing an article that automatically gets sent to that reader. It's not similar to a like button in that it doesn't go to the reader's friends, which is really the essence of the like button.
Yes. Someone just sent me today a video that I didn't have a chance to watch yet, but it was a CNN report that was a little critical. I watched this. I read the caption. I read enough to know that it was a CNN report that was critical of Facebook in what it shares when you click the like button on a page.
That again is a whole other discussion. But yeah, Facebook has been chided quite a bit for the fact that, you know, they're a business. They're not just doing this because they like you. They are, every time you take an action on Facebook, whether it's click a like or you make a post or you connect with a friend or you look at an advertisement, they collect that information and they use it in order to sell advertising on their site. Face it, they have to make money somewhere, and they're making it by selling your profiles to advertisers so that those advertisers can target you for the things that you've already said that you like.
At the Next Gen Charity Conference a couple of months ago, I interviewed Andrew Noyes, N-O-Y-E-S, and he is the communications director for Facebook. He's a Facebook employee based in Washington, D.C. So essentially he does the company's lobbying. And I think the company's response to what we're talking about would be there are very detailed privacy settings in Facebook, and they find that a lot of users don't avail themselves of all the detailed privacy protections that every member has.
And you've just hit the nail on the head, Tony. They're detailed. There are about 20 pages worth of settings that you need to go through in order to enable those.
Mm.
And my complaint with that is that nobody does it.
Yeah.
It's too complex. Nobody, first of all, even knows that they're there. And secondly, if they go to that page and they see that they need to make some decisions, they probably don't quite understand all the decisions.
Yeah, it's so daunting.
Facebook does have that. It's useless.
Okay. You think it's that bad. All right. And you mentioned it being a business. It's even more of a business now, just within the past, 10 days or so, Goldman Sachs invested, $1 billion or $500 million in Facebook?
Yeah.
So that much
Facebook
more a business.
It's definitely a business.
It's
not your friend. That doesn't mean that you can't use it properly, but you have to realize that it's taking the information that you put there and it's using it to its own advantage.
Yeah. Let's talk a little more about the interactivity, and we do have a couple minutes before a break to talk about the Donate Now button. What was your advice around that?
Well, I think the Donate Now button is great. I mean, it allows people to very quickly and easily make a decision to donate money to a cause. You click a button, you enter either your PayPal account or your credit card account. It's secure, it's easy, it's quick. Good way to make decisions and to collect donations.
And nonprofits can set that up without having to have a whole back-end processing by using PayPal that you just mentioned, right?
Exactly. PayPal is probably the easiest and most widely known of that. And it is really, it's dead simple. I mean, if you know how to set up a web page, which really doesn't take a whole lot of experience, then you can probably put together a Donate Now button.
And there is an implication to the Donate Now button that I know a fair amount about for nonprofits, and that is that in a lot of states, roughly 22, that Donate Now button is considered a charitable solicitation in the state, so in those 22 states. So you just want to be aware of that because that has implications for your having to register with state authorities everywhere that that the Donate Now button is considered a solicitation. So, for instance, if you're a Pennsylvania charity and you have that Donate Now button on your website, you are deemed to be soliciting in a bunch of other states once that Donate Now button goes live. And as I said, that has implications for some legal compliance issues for nonprofits.
Right, so there's filings and information you need to provide.
Exactly, yeah, usually with the state attorney general or the secretary of state. And I wrote a book on the subject for charities that want to do the registrations themselves, and I'll give myself a plug. There's information about that on my blog at mpgadv.com.
Good.
What about, you started to talk about the free and easy resources in terms of PayPal. How about other, why don't you just tease us with naming a couple of free resources? We just have a minute before the break, and then we'll flesh them out after the break.
Sure. I talked about newsletters in, I think, one of our previous conversations.
Yes.
And I set up websites to handle newsletters, and I use an open source free resource to set up the websites. It's called Joomla, J-O-O-M-L-A. And it's a great way to set up a website. It's highly capable. Doesn't mean that it's absolutely dead simple, but it doesn't require a person to be a programmer, which I'm not.
Okay.
So that's a good one for people to start with.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little more detail about Joomla and what it offers and maybe some other free resources after this break. This is Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio, and I'm with Scott Kegler. Stay with us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, welcome back to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. I'm with Scott Kegler, the show's tech contributor, and we're talking about Winteractive websites. And Scott left us with an idea, a platform that is a free resource for building a website, Joomla, J-O-O-M-L-A. Scott, you want to share a little more about Joomla?
Yeah, definitely. Joomla is one of the class of content management systems, otherwise called CMS. That is open source. That means, you know, the programs are created by enthusiastic people and they're provided for free. So Joomla is by far not the only one. There's probably 30 of these things around. But it's the one that seems to fit the way that I am able to build websites that provide easy interactivity, quick ability to update, just a plethora of features. They have plugins, things like the things we were talking about, the PayPal plugin button for Donate Now, the Share This button and that little panel of 30 different icons, and all kinds of other things, even going as far as newsletter creators and templates. They're all free. So it's a great place to start. I always recommend that for customers that I'm setting up websites and email services for.
Is that at Joomla.com?
Joomla.com, yep.
Okay.
That's where it is.
And you said there are a number of other ones that then this open source. How does that, I've always wondered, how does that work? How is it successful that just people all over the world are contributing to something?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. People typically have full-time jobs that may be related to programming or some kind of IT function, and they are enthusiastic about helping to develop a new program or platform, and they do. And so Joomla is worldwide. It's got enthusiasts literally probably in every country, certainly in a lot of Europe and the Far East.
And the
application just came out with a new update, 1.6. Even though it's 1.6, it's been out for about 5 years. But it's just tremendously powerful and something that could easily, 10 years ago, you would have paid $100,000 for.
Oh, really? Is that robust?
It's unbelievable, absolutely.
Are there other resources that you can think of that are similar or that, at least in the free category, that would be valuable?
There are. I don't have them right off the top of my head because I frankly spend so much of my time with Joomla. But there certainly are. If you do a search for open source CMS, content management systems, you'll come up with a list that is stunning and confusing.
Okay, open source CMS. How about WordPress? That's a very popular one for blogging, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're right, started out as a blogging platform almost exclusively and has grown by people providing also plugins and modifications, a lot of which are free, and turns it into more of a website development system. It certainly is, as you know, probably, I can't really speak to it directly, but I know a lot of my friends use that as their website platform as well.
Yeah, I know it's a very popular one, and I think there are hundreds of different formats. They're called themes that you can use. I know mine is a WordPress blog based on the thesis format, I think. Thesis theme, I think.
Yeah, there are, and similarly for Joomla, there are thousands of themes, some of which are free and some of which are paid. And that's how these people make their money. They will provide some number of free resources, and then if you want something a little bit extra or more complex, then they'll charge for those. But we're not talking about a lot of money. One of the most expensive themes that I use is $40.
And $40 for how long?
Forever. Essentially, you sign up, you say, I want this theme, you PayPal them $40, and you get the code, and it lives on your site forever.
Excellent. Okay, Scott. And I just learned from our producer, Sam, that the Talking Alternative website is a WordPress-based site.
Okay.
So and that has a player, and so there's enormous flexibility and all free, unless maybe you buy some of the special add-ons, but those are cheap, you're saying?
Generally they're cheap. There are some that are more expensive. If anyone wants to see the Joomla example, it's my website, my yourcompanynewsletter.com is built on Joomla, and you'll see it's got sound players, it's got video players, it's got all kinds of different things.
Okay.
And it's very capable. But they all are very capable. It's a matter of which one you get used to.
Okay, excellent free resource ideas, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's all interactive websites. Good ideas. Go to the sites. Do that search that Scott recommended. Thanks, Scott, for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. We'll have you again in another 3-4 weeks or so.
Great.
Next week, we're going to talk about branded, best bets for branding and promoting your nonprofit. Principal of the Red Rooster Group, Howard Levy, will be with me, and he's going to reveal how to identify, propagate, and exploit. Yes, exploit is not a negative. Your organization's brand, how to figure out what that brand is and use it to maximum advantage. That'll be my guest, Howard Levy, next week. You can keep up with what's coming up always on Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio by signing up for our insider email alerts on our Facebook page. Make sure your privacy settings are right before you click like, but go ahead and click like. Don't let that dissuade you. Thank you for those who have. I think it's around 115, roughly, people. Thank you. Add your like vote if you're not among them. And become a fan of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. It's facebook.com and then the show name. Also want to thank my guests, Leonora Scala, our nonprofit job seeker, and Paula Marks, our search consultant in the first segment of the show. Creative producer of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio is Claire Meyerhoff. Line producer and the owner of Talking Alternative Broadcasting is Sam Leibowitz. And our social media is expertly done by Regina Walton of Organic Social Media. This is Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Always big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Join us next Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, here on Talking Alternative Broadcasting at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.